You're listening to Startup Nation Radio on News Talk 760 WJR. Here again are Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
All right, welcome to this edition of Startup Nation Radio. Today brought to you by Walsh College and Comerica Bank, as we always have been supported by Walsh College and Comerica Bank. We thank them for their great sponsorship.
Absolutely.
And a new sponsor, Dan Pappas Financial. And in fact, we've got Norm Pappas.
We're really thrilled to have Norm in studio with us today.
As a sponsor and in studio today, so that's really great. All right, so as we teed the show up when we went into the little introduction there, we mentioned that today we're going to get pitches.
Right.
Live on air.
Right.
From entrepreneurs going to call in with their great ideas. We've got a panel of angel investors, all hypothetical, of course. So we're not really going to be investing in these businesses. But as if they were going to really pitch investors, we're going to give them some pushback. We're going to ask some tough questions.
But what a terrific opportunity.
We're going to see if they're ready to get the money.
What a terrific opportunity, though. You can't necessarily get out and pitch in the big leagues unless you've and pitch to the big investor unless you practice a few times. And what a perfect opportunity for them today.
Yeah.
You've got four fantastic entrepreneurs
amazing.
That are coming on.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, what advice would you give these entrepreneurs as they come on and make their pitch?
Yeah. So in a pitch, you know, we call it an elevator pitch. I mean,
right.
Everybody's seen it on Shark Tank. You know, you've got a brief window of opportunity, 30 seconds, a minute, in our case, a minute
right.
in the show. You've got to get across some really key points to compel an investor to want to learn more. You're obviously not going to get a yes. You might get a no, but you're not going to get a yes, I'll reach for my wallet and I'll invest in your company. What you
sure.
really want to do is say the important things to get them to say, wow, that sounds really cool. I'm intrigued. I want to learn more. You sound passionate. You sound informed. That business idea sounds great. And what I like to see specifically is, you know, for me, it's always about the jockey even more than the idea. So you bet on
right.
the entrepreneur.
Right.
I want to know the entrepreneur's expertise. I want to know the skill of the management team. I want to know why this idea solves an interesting problem in the market so that there is a real business opportunity here. And then, of course, you want to hear, you know, at the end, some of the investment stuff. You're going to ask me for what? I want to invest in this company. Why should I invest? And what do I get? So those are kind of the, you know, high level.
I agree with all of that. And then I also want to see, for me, I want to see some clarity. I want to see it be very concise, but very natural, very real. I want to feel that they really have command of their knowledge. It's not a memorized
script. It's not scripted.
I want to feel the passion.
They got to own it.
As you said, it's the jockey. It's not the horse.
Yep. Okay, so in studio, we mentioned we've got a panel, Norm Pappas. Norm, first of all, welcome to Startup Nation Radio. Thanks so much for being a sponsor of Startup Nation Radio.
My pleasure.
Yeah, you've done some investing. First of all, you're an entrepreneur yourself. You
right.
formed Pappas Financial. You grew a very, very successful company here in our community. You know a thing or two about entrepreneurship. You also know a thing or two about investing. You've made money. You've lost money. You got the smell test going now. First, quickly tell us, what is Pappas Financial doing? Why is supporting small business important to you?
Well, the bulk of our clients are business owners. And we help build financial roadmaps for their businesses, protect their businesses.
And you guys like specifically what? I come to Pappas Financial as a small business or entrepreneur. What can you do for me?
Well, you may not have a succession plan. What happens? You have to study that. Now, some of these are startup companies. They're hardly thinking about succession plans. But then
should be, right?
Should
as
be.
Part of the plan, the long-term plan.
They have partners. What if the partner leaves? What do you do? What are their arrangements with money, bank loans, clients, investor communications?
And more immediately, you guys do benefits packages
sure.
and all the kinds of services businesses need to make sure they're up and running. And you're great counselors, too. You know, you come in.
Right.
You guys are great counselors for small business entrepreneurs. And you're here. You're supporting Startup Nation Radio because you believe in the power of entrepreneurship.
Absolutely. Yeah. And one of the key things is their employees. How do they keep and attract and retain their employees?
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, thank you for supporting the show. Thanks for being on today. You're going to be our Simon Cowell today. Norm, we handpicked you.
Exactly.
The tough questions are going to come from Norm Pappas today. He's going to be the hard one to get by. Well, we're also fortunate to have another great entrepreneur in our community on the show in Amanda Christides. Amanda, you're going to be with us via phone today. So we want to get you on here and get a brief introduction to you. You're an entrepreneur with great success in your own right. You decided to join us here on Startup Nation Radio as one of our hypothetical or theoretical angel investors. Amanda, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, and thanks, Norm, for introducing me to the show, and I'm happy to be a part of it. Entrepreneurs are just a great group of people, so however we can help.
Okay, and your own, just give us a quick bit of background. You've got a company of your own that you're running, and is it water purification?
Yeah, actually, we help manufacturers and oil and gas companies clean up and reuse water. And we do that with a variety of chemicals and chemical engineers on staff. And that takes us sort of throughout the United States and overseas as well. And we started out right here in southeastern Michigan, and now we have clients sort of all over the world and throughout the U.S.
Okay, great, great. And have you got a good smell test going today when these entrepreneurs call in and pitch us their great ideas, Amanda? You've got to have your sense about you, about what sounds good, what sounds compelling to you. Do you know when you hear someone pitch you, you must get pitched all the time. You're a success.
Yeah.
People get pitched. Do you know kind of instantly what you're, you know, does this sound good, doesn't sound good, and what do you typically look for?
You know, I think simplicity is key, and I think people are so excited and enamored with their own ideas, they underestimate the amount of cost and time it'll take. So what I look for is someone that really understands the power of a simple idea and time and revenue effort first and foremost. And I'll always say, cut your projections in half and double your expense forecast, and you're probably headed in the right direction with a new idea. So simplicity is key.
Jeff, I think Amanda makes a great point. I think a lot of entrepreneurs, when they're making their pitch for money, they overvalue the company and they overvalue what they want.
If
they're going to take our money, they better have a simple idea, really know it well, and be realistic in their expectations.
All right, guys, let's get ready to go. When we come back after this break, we're going to get our first pitch. I'm ready to go. You ready, Dan?
I'm ready.
Norm,
let's go.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Amanda, we know she's ready. So we're going to get our first pitch right after this break, and you'll hear firsthand live in real time.
Reality radio.
There you go, Dan. All right, stick with us. We'll be right back.